Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss new music from Chappell Roan, Rumi Carter, JoJo Siwa, Maggie Rogers, and Rihanna. We've got a Gypsy Rose update, we share our fantasy castings for the new Monopoly movie, and we break down the highs and lows of the latest Drag Race lip sync Lollapalooza. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hello, Corey.
I said hi, period.
Oh, there he is. Yeah. He said, I'm on a word budget this morning, so you know what? I'm not going to try to pull any out of What's you that up? You don't want to give. Hi, period. K, so like,
what's
period.
So, like, what's up?
Yeah, period. Oh! So, I made Corey restart the podcast because the first words we both said were on top of each other, and then he was all, yoink, yoinky.
Do you know how many of our words are on top of each other?
I don't.
People always think that our audio is not lined up. It's just us talking at the same time. Hello, listeners.
Well, we I just wanted us to start off on a good foot. Hey, do you have a good foot?
All you have is two left feet and those ugly fucking shoes, lady.
Oh, I don't know the reference. Is this a Real Housewife? This is a real leg.
No, the only thing fake about me is this leg.
Yeah.
If you had a fake leg, would you?
Yes. I need. Oh my God. I saw.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I saw Katya posted or somebody reached out to Katya and was like, I'm coming to your meet and greet. Can I bring my mummified leg or something? Did you see this?
No.
And of course, Katya was on board. And so Katya, they had to get it cleared, like, because it's like, they needed permission from the theater. And like, it really needed like legal reasons for it to get all approved. And then there's pictures of Katya with the mummified leg. They had to get their leg amputated, but they kept it and they mummified it or something. Come on, rhythm.
I just don't understand.
What's there to understand? If somebody brought a it's leg like, to our meet and greets.
Like, you can't even take home your dead tooth, but I this can't. Person well, gets to keep their leg.
I don't know the rules. Yeah, anything removed from the body is
what
a biohazard. Happens.
This is what happens when we let the states decide.
Oh, is it? I don't really know. Girl, yeah. These states are not feeling very united.
Did you see the new Civil War movie?
No, but I heard it's vapid and doesn't meet the moment.
Me either, but my dad said, great, last thing we need is for them to be taking notes. Well, them being right wingers.
Okay, well, you think they know how to take notes?
That's what I said. I said, Dad, they're watching the movie. They're not reading the book, honey.
I heard that it's just kind of like an empty plot that doesn't go any deeper than like
bang bang.
You know what we really need is they need to make a movie of the making of Bang Bang, and we need it's got to be. I don't even want it to be a biopic. I want it to be all three of them in the truth.
Sponsored by Truth Social.
I'm sorry, what?
Truth Social.
Are you on it?
If I were going to put Bang Bang on one of my 10s.
If you were going to put Bang Bang into the room?
Who's would I put it on?
I know
there's always a gray area with collabs.
Okay, well, obviously it goes on Jessie J's because.
Remember what she said?
It's a Jessie J song.
Is she billed first?
I don't know, but she wrote it. So, like, if they each are a third of the song and then of the performers of the song, then they're equal. But then if only one of them wrote it, well, I don't know. Maybe Nikki wrote her verse.
What's the truth?
It's Nikki Full Throttle. What is Full Throttle? Hey. What is a throttle?
Full Throttle? That's a Charlie's Angel squeakquel.
Girl, check out this Full Throttle. Glug, glug.
Are you the head honcho?
I'm the Full Throttle head honcho.
You like the taste, no poncho?
Gulp?
I'm a penis genius. Huh? I'm a semen Jesus.
What? Are you reading lyrics or are you casting a spell?
I'm singing Kim Petras.
Oh, do you have a Kim Petras top 10? And how is it not just all Halloween songs?
Not a single one of the spooky tracks made the mix.
I gotta say, that's actually insane because I listen to that Halloween album year round.
We know. I know. Listen, a lot of people love Kim Petras. I think I'm the only one who loves Slut Pop Miami. It's been in rotation.
Well,
I still love Rim Job.
Oh, Jesus. That's the name of a song? That's the name of a song.
I love Do You Wanna Fuck? I think all three are great. All three will be in my top 100 play of the year.
Are these.
Count on that, honey.
Are we talking about the new Maggie Rogers album?
We will be in a moment. But first, since we're on the topic of boners,
are we?
Did Ricky Martin get a boner at the Madonna concert?
Link me.
You didn't see it?
I didn't catch it.
She brought him up on stage and he was getting a lap dance from a man, and then the man stood up and he was giving boing.
Well, but also
you know, sometimes when you wear pants with a belt and if like the waist drops a little bit below the belt and you stand up and it pushes out that part of your pants, you must know.
I have not worn a belt since maybe like the year-end RA awards where they give like best dyad to
the paper plate awards, honey.
Yeah,
you won best belt at the paper plate awards.
I swept at the RA awards. I won like honey, best dress.
No, everybody got one only.
No, I had like, I still have them. I could bring them out. I have all of my awards.
You guys did superlatives?
Yes, I won best dressed. I won best hair.
Sweater vest?
I know. I tweeted the other day about remembering all the sweater vests I wore in college.
Hey,
where are they now? Where did they go? I didn't get rid of them. Who took them?
I was hanging out with a gentleman caller a couple weeks ago.
Caller?
And he was all, caller, are you there? He was all, no belt, just raw dog in the day. And I thought, who's wearing a belt? I just buy jeans that fit.
No belt? First of all, a belt with jeans?
He said, no belt.
With your jeans?
In my jeans.
Hey, when are we going to get a Jenna Rose, Assance? My jeans.
Assance.
No, my jeans remix socks. With Levi jeans.
Why can't we be friends by, or we can't be friends by Ariana Grande?
No, Levi jeans.
My jeans featuring, why didn't it feature her instead of Posty? Do you when people call him Posty?
No.
Do people call him that?
Yes.
I saw one TikTok.
Yes, hey, they do. And no, I don't.
Speaking of that mummified leg at the meet and greet.
Mm-hmm. Emphasis on meat.
I saw a TikTok where this girl was at the bottom of the slide holding a artificial leg. And her mom came running over and was like, where did you get that?
It was in the slide or what?
She was like, I'm holding it for him while he comes down the slide. And the mom's like, who's? She's like, who's him? And she's like, he's up there. Shh. And then down comes the slide. This boy. And then the camera stops abruptly.
And was it his leg or what?
Yes. Okay. It was. She said he took it off to go down the slide. And I thought, fair.
Fair. Oh, the able-bodied Corey has decided he has deemed it fair. To be fair. Oh, so thank God. I don't know what would have done without Corey's approval.
So do you think Ricky Martin got a boner at the Madonna concert?
I still haven't been linked, so I still don't know. You want me to Google it? I can't just be Google. They're watching what I'm Googling. I can't Google Ricky Martin.
Google Ricky
boner.
Martin boner.
Madonna. Oh, wow. Yes. It says new angle of Ricky Martin at Madonna show proves
TMZ.
He,
5 days ago, what? TMZ. Ricky Martin 100% had an erection at the Madonna concert. Who's getting an erection from a lap dance?
It could happen to you.
You know what?
He's covering his crotchal area with the tens and the chop and the, you know what I mean? Like the,
Do
oh
you
my.
Think he's into exhibition?
Maybe. I don't know.
You think he's into public play?
I'm not seeing any boner. This TMZ video is, oh my. Well, the dancers are really rubbing their faces on his crotch. Okay. Well, okay. Hold on.
So. Oh, thumbs up.
New
or
angle.
Thumbs
Here's
down.
The. I found the new angle. Okay. Hold on. Let's see. What do we got?
And.
Hold
anything?
On.
What are you doing? Queuing up the volume?
No, I don't know if the volume's coming through to the pod because
I don't want the volume.
Me neither. Okay, hold on.
When I want my hair to be flat.
Shut up. I'm scrolling around. Oh, he's really flustered. Okay, let's see. He's.
Did he tuck up or tuck down when he walked off the stage?
Well, he gave them a 10, so let's see. It's not. I don't think he has a boner. He's just.
So you think it's when your belt comes up and your pants go down and it pushes out the crotch?
No,
part.
I think he just wears drop crotch pants. He wears like, you know,
drop crotch pant is going up and out. It's going drop.
He's 52 years old, but he's fashionable. That's the type of age that wears a drop crotch pant.
So you think 52-year-olds can't get boners?
It says people also
ED,
search for pit
ED
bull
could
age.
Could happen to you.
Pit bull age is 43.
Hey, would you call it bigger or smaller than 6 inches?
It's not a boner.
Well, speaking of 6 inches,
okay, shrinkflation.
Did you hear about sandwichflation?
Yeah, I'm on sandwichflation talk.
What's the word?
Well, all restaurants are all.
I'm talking about one specific. You didn't hear?
What?
$5 footlong is gone.
Okay, so now what?
6 inches, $6 is the new slogan.
Six
How do you
inches,
feel?
$6. No, you know what? You can't spend years forcing $5 foot long down our throat and into our brain and expect us to just move on to 6 inches for $6.
$6.
No. No. No, 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 no.
When's
no,
the
no.
last time you paid a dollar per inch?
Oh, honey. Honey.
So are you pissed? Are you pissed the fuck off?
I'm pissed the fuck off. Ah, shit. Oh my God. Oh my. You know what? This is the straw that breaks out, this girl. Camel's back. This is it. This is the last straw.
If I ate there, I would say something, but you know, I can't even walk past a Subway.
Legally?
Not since the incident.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I did have the footlong cookie.
What?
You know how Subway is owned by the same people that own like Auntie Anne's and Mrs. Fields or whatever, you know. And so now they're doing their like cross promotion of it all because everything's owned by one mega corporation. Let's talk about that. And so now you can buy a foot long cookie or a foot long pretzel or a foot long whatever at Subway because they're, but you know.
Play cousins. Who hasn't put their cookies too close together on a baking sheet and come out with a footlong cookie? Am I right, girls?
I don't quite see the issue with having a full baking sheet of cookie and just cutting it like a brownie.
You can.
And ooh. I do.
Who's the one that had Mrs. Fields who had the cookie cakes at the mall?
Hell yes, brother.
I want those cookie cakes, but I think they put a little too much frosting on them.
Oh, that's what it's all about. And you keep a knife. No. You keep a knife in the box so that you can just cut yourself a little sliver.
That's with birthday cake and anything. You just keep a little knife in the box.
Yeah, but it's way easier with a cookie cake because it's like you don't gotta. You know, it doesn't mush when you push the knife.
Hey, will you write this down for my 40th birthday party? I would like a cookie cake.
Okay. 40th Corey. 40th. Corey cookie.
I would also do an ice cream cake. You know, I just
ice cream.
I don't know if I want like a real cake. Thank
less
you.
Light frosting.
So you okay.
Got it.
So you said you want to talk about the Maggie Rogers album?
Not really. But congrats on a new Maggie Rogers album. What's there to say? It's the same old, and I don't mind it.
Well, she announced her tour, and I'm a little upset.
Why?
She's playing a big venue. I guess gone are the days I get to see her at a little place.
What's wrong with seeing her at a big venue? You think the magic will be gone? You think you're the only one allowed to enjoy anybody?
Would I rather pay $40 and see her at a tiny club in San Francisco? Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, my
dear.
Do
I want to pay
$140? Streams just aren't paying.
Standing room only.
Streams just aren't paying, and so you know what? Artists only make money off of tours. So you know, sorry, she wants to make some money. How dare you tell a woman that she's not allowed to make some money?
I'm about to tell some billionaires they're not allowed to make some money.
What do you mean?
Eat the rich. What do you mean? What do I mean?
Speaking of Eat the Rich, did you see there's a live action Monopoly?
My three favorite, just since the people were asking. If Now Was Then, Never Going Home, it was Coming All Along.
I added every song to a playlist. I liked them all on my quick listen.
Well, I agree with the people. When I look at the Spotify plays, the one that has the least amount of plays is also my least favorite.
I also
it's
really
nice to be on the right side of history.
Have you listened to any Chapel Roan?
Yes.
Okay. Do you like?
I've been a Pink Pony Club stand for years. Where have you been?
Oh, well, I just got here. Hello, hello, girlies.
Yeah, she was nominated for a Queerty. I listened to the new album when it came out. Earlier this year, last year. Time is a social construct. I liked a couple of them. I don't know. It was a little too... I don't know what the word is.
To what?
It was a little too honk honk for me.
Clowny?
It was a little too... It was a little too honk hee-honk. Honk.
Okay. Well,
it came out at the end of last year, September last year. I'm just like, maybe I'm not ready for the feminine phenomenon.
I can't believe JoJo Siwa didn't perform at Coachella.
Oh, God.
Like, I'm sorry, but
Tyler,
like... What?
Tyler, no.
I'm not trying to get into the JoJo Siwa
of it all. Her.
I do have an update about JoJo now that you brought her up. She does have a sperm donor lined up. She told the press she has a sperm donor lined up. How old is she again? 21. She has a sperm donor lined up, and she has the names of her three future children already tattooed on her. Now, all three names rhyme. Are you
Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
You're close. Are you ready?
Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Are you ready to hear the names of her children?
This is not true.
Yes, they are. They're tattooed on her. They're tattooed on her.
Where did you get this information?
I saw it in an interview. It's on the podcast. I mean, it's on the Discord in our episode topic ideas.
I thought her tattoos were fake.
They actually might be.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to JoJo Siwa's tattoo sleeve.
Maybe they are. Maybe it is fake. Maybe we're being trolled. Are we being trolled?
Those are fake. Tell me the children's names.
Okay, the girl name will be Freddie. And then she will
have Eddie and Teddy.
And then she will have twin boys named Eddie and Teddy.
I want three babies. Okay, this isn't true.
Anyway, are we being trolled to talk about her? Oh my God, she won. It worked. And now she has been the hot topic for 4 weeks in a row. I think my main concern is all the necklaces of like platinum, plated necklaces. Do you see the necklaces? I don't really understand what's going on. Or the who's that guy from Pose that had the wide brimmed hat that came?
Billy?
She has a baseball hat with them crystals dribbling. And it's like, I don't really have I lost control of my perception of fashion? Don't answer that.
Okay. She was lying about the baby's names. There's a Twitter comment that says, are those real tattoos? And she replied, on my arm, no. But I do have two new real ones on my hands. Hopefully a reveal soon. So pencil it in, the JoJo Siwa hand tattoo reveal.
Oh, we'll be covering it. The tattoo?
Yeah. What else are we going to be talking about?
Well, I know what. You know what, Corey? Gone are the days where we would feud with Blue Ivy. She's a grown woman now. And honestly, she's old news because in comes Rumi Carter.
I commented on the Billboard article.
Rumi Carter becomes the youngest female artist ever to chart on the Hot 100, surpassing her sister, Blue Ivy.
This is just stupid. I think this is the stupidest. I used to be such a Billboard stan, and now like their headlines, everything is just fodder for clicks, and it's like so annoying.
I'm sorry.
Drive me nuts.
I'm sorry.
But then I clicked and I commented on the Instagram post that was talking about this, and everybody was agreeing with me, being like, really? Like, can you call a 2-year-old an artist?
They did, and they will.
Nepotism.
And history continues to say they are.
Well, when they ran the article that Ariana Grande's Nona was the oldest artist to chart, when her song charted a month ago, no one called Nona an artist.
You just did.
Yeah. I'm trying to make it right.
Oh, okay. Okay, I don't really understand your stance, to be honest. You're old man yells at cloud.
Yes. You think I want to read the news about some stupid baby talking on the track?
Oh, girl, I'm not a part of this podcast if you're saying that sentence. I don't belong here. I'm not associated with this, like, man.
Oh, that's the news, a crying baby in the intro to the song, and now she gets a number 87 on her Wikipedia discography. Shut up.
Okay. Well, you know what? I think if anything, I'm providing you with the facts so that you have the knowledge to win when you when you compete in the new mobile game, the Hot 100 Challenge. Will you be playing?
Yeah, maybe. I gave up on it a long time ago.
What do you mean? It just came out. What are you talking about? A new mobile game, the Hot 100 Challenge from Billboard, lets fans predict the peak positions of songs on the Hot 100 to win prizes. The player with the most points will win $25,000 cash. It's a new game from Billboard on mobile.
How often do they give out the $25,000 cash?
I don't know, but like, it seems like a game that's right up your alley.
Just in time for all the Swifties to talk about her debut number one.
I saw posts that were like predicting album of the year and people being pissed that that Redacted is getting snubbed for album of the year. I'm like, how can you even say that when the album hasn't come out yet and you don't even, you're doing is exposing that you believe that somebody deserves an award based on who they are or their place in pop culture, not because of the body of work that you haven't even heard yet. You're already calling it snubbed. How can you call it snubbed if you haven't even heard it yet? What?
Yeah. Stan, amen, sister friend.
Stan culture has really ruined people's like perception of artistry, because like you really allegiance for no reason.
I mean, that's what I was saying about the like Billboard articles of it all. Like when Ariana's album dropped, there was an article that Billboard ran that was like, Ariana's fans are already calling it record of the year or album of the year. Well, no. Oh, wow. Fans of an artist who love an artist think that they're going to have album of the year. How is that groundbreaking news? Of course they do. They all do. Everybody does.
Any article or listicle that references that's main thesis is based on tweets. You can find five tweets to back up any headline of any article.
Any headline, anything you want. So that's why I'm like, what? This is hard hitting news. The Ariana-nators want her to get album of the year. Shocking. Thanks for reporting on that.
Well, don't worry, Corey. Because
Man yells at cloud.
Because music is about to be saved.
Music make me lose control?
Close. Music make you Smurf control. Did you hear Rihanna is voicing Smurfette and creating original music for the Smurfs movie coming out in February 2025? Rihanna's comeback, it will be paid for.
By the Smurfs. Off of the blue labor of Smurfs.
Somebody had to do it. Hey, I'm looking at Smurfette right now. She's got blue skin and blonde hair. It's an inverse of who's that woman? Mrs. Simpson, Marge, who has blue hair and yellow skin.
Who do you think would win in a fight, Greta or Smurfette?
Greta. They're two sides of the opposite coin. And in fact, it's giving blonde versus brunette. It's giving blue versus green. I think they could really have a very interesting visual, the two of them. Are we talking about the same Greta, or are you talking about Thunberg?
No, Greta the gremlin.
Right. Me too.
You didn't invite a human to this battle.
Well, okay. Are you excited for Smurfette? Are you excited for the return of Rihanna?
No, because do you know what the last time there was a Smurf movie it delivered us?
Britney Spears.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la by Britney Spears. Yeah, well, remember when I had to go, imagine my pain when I had to go see Romeo and Juliet because...
You loved that movie.
I did. Well, because they didn't...
I saw it in your cloud.
Because... I saw it in theaters because they didn't... Gaga never put the song with Elton John from the movie on streaming. It still doesn't exist anywhere on the internet. So I had to go see it in theaters to hear the song, a snippet during the credits.
Hey.
What?
Speaking of last week,
Go on.
Remember that really good meme you gave me about Dorinda saying eclipse?
Oh, yeah.
Not only was it a hit on Instagram, she replied to me on Instagram, and I didn't even tag her.
Damn.
She replied, haha, funny, wish you would have tagged me.
So did you take it down and repost it to tag her?
No, I tagged her immediately.
Was it?
I said, I'll tag you now. No worries.
So then what happened?
Nothing. No response. No repost.
Damn. But no Grammy nods this year.
Boy, was it a hit.
Well, I'm sorry.
Great.
You live and you learn.
Now, before we go,
I'm in no way done. I have Gypsy Rose update. She has a restraining order against her ex.
I believe it.
So that's the update.
Okay. And?
I also need to talk about the live action Monopoly movie.
Oh, yes. Who is playing the thimble?
I don't know. We need
Chris Pratt.
Can we do a...
Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt's voicing the dog, I'm sure.
We need to do a fantasy casting.
Sia is voicing the hat.
Ooh.
And okay. It's got a good song, the hat does.
Okay. Okay.
I'm pulling up Monopoly Pieces original.
Well, there's the dog.
I've got it here. I don't need your help, boy.
I always wanted to be the dog.
I believe that.
I got that dog in me.
So who's playing the thimble?
Amy Schumer.
Okay. I was going to say Meryl Streep, but I think Amy could probably do a better job with it.
She's giving thimble, but yeah.
Who's playing the ship?
The ship?
Yeah.
There's a ship?
Rihanna Navy. Come on now.
All right. All right. It's
got to be Rihanna as the ship.
Sure.
The shoe.
The shoe. Martin Short.
The top. I do like Sia as the top hat.
Yeah, that's almost a duh.
Wait,
hello.
This is a ship and a battleship listed. There's no way there were two.
Okay.
Rihanna's the battleship. Who's playing the cannon?
The cannon. The rock.
Yes. The wheelbarrow.
The wheelbarrow.
You know who it is?
Who?
James Corden.
Oh, of course.
Unfortunately.
Of course.
James Corden as the wheelbarrow.
I'm sorry. I'm waiting for the one to be announced where it's going to be Jacob Tremblay, but none of these really feel right for him.
I thought the rocking horse was going to be Jacob Tremblay.
Perfect.
The purse? There's a purse?
The purse. Margot Robbie, who's also producing the Monopoly movie.
The iron.
Susan Sarandon.
Oh, she'd make a good iron.
Yes.
And the dog. And the dog.
The dog. The dog.
Timothée Chalamet.
I actually think, no. I think they're going to use an AI-generated dog bark for the dog. It's going to be played by AI.
Hey, I know you've never seen a season of The Circle, but do you know what it's about?
You give like thumbs ups to people or something?
You're all like in your own little apartment and you're like playing a vote out style game, but you don't get to see anything but like pictures and chat boxes. Anyway, one of the contestants this year is an AI.
Oh my gosh, scary.
Which I'm actually here for.
That's a thrilling twist, though I don't love it. The AI is even coming for our reality TV jobs.
Yeah, so my question is, who gets the money if the AI wins? Netflix keeps it?
Probably. Okay, probably. Damn. Probably.
Okay, and what else do you want to talk about?
Well, the only thing left on my list is the lip sync Lollapalooza SmackDown for the crown. She already done had hers.
Okay, here's what I have to say. Who the fuck made that bracket?
What do you mean? It is quite simply nonsensical. But
that here's the question. Here's what I was going to say. So then there's three of them left, and she has to pick who to go against, and the other one just automatically advances to the finals?
Yeah, it was not. I mean, maybe they really were trying to come up with the best.
If
I don't know, I haven't sat down to try to think of how they could have done it better, but like, I mean, certainly they thought this is the best way to do it.
They could have eliminated Plain Jane and then had 12 of them in the lip sync.
Slow down. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I mean, it's either keep Q in or eliminate Plain Jane to make it an even number.
But here's my
complaint. So if
I thought I already heard your complaint.
Spoilers coming. So at the final three, they draw Megami's name out of the hat. She has to pick who she wants to lip sync against. The other person automatically advances to finals. Had she picked Morphine, Maya would have lip synced to one song and been in the finals. And Megami would have had lip sync four times and been in the finals.
How does
that make sense?
I agree. That's a great point. And I hadn't thought about it, but that's a great point. Well, you know what? This episode is, it depends on how the contestant looks at it. Do they consider it an opportunity or do they consider it like a
flopportunity?
A flopportunity. Because you know what? I think Megami really gave me the best redemption I have seen on this season. This has been, if you come into it thinking, you know what? I have the chance to really showcase what I can do, regardless of if I win or lose, I get to showcase what I can do. You can really make this type of episode a moment. You had some contestants that really came into it ready for defeat and ready to be eliminated. And they said, you know what? I'm clearing the way for everyone else to have fun with this.
I mean,
which is like a little bit of like, okay, yeah, you're self-aware. But like also, I am ready to see a show.
I honestly thought that's why Dawn picked Amanda in the first round is because she wanted to help. She knew she wasn't going to win regardless, so she wanted to make sure her friend Amanda made it to the second round at least.
Which I liked, and which I agree with. I think you're right on that.
I get that there was some like thought process about she'll pick a song that I'll like, but I definitely think she was also like, let me help my friend who's a performer and a singer, dancer, make it to the next round.
Personally, I enjoyed it. Did it live up to the latest Lollapalooza on Canada? No. I think that will be the best Lollapalooza of all time. I think you don't remember?
No, but I haven't really been enjoying Canada.
Canada 3? Are you serious? That was one of the best seasons of Drag Race in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you loved what's her name?
Melinda Verga. Near enough.
Cycle Babel nominee.
Anyway, yeah, I thought Megami killed it. I thought also embarrassing when they cut to other queens in the cast who quite simply didn't understand that Megami was killing it, who were trying to read Megami.
Haters. They were haters the whole time. They hated on her the whole time.
You know what is like bizarro is when somebody loses a lip sync and doesn't understand that they lost the lip sync, can't even comprehend that they lost the lip sync because there's other styles of performing that can win a lip sync other than
Drag Maya.
I didn't say anything about anybody. I did not say anything about anybody.
When I tell you I was holding my breath the whole time, both times Mirage was performing, because I wanted her to succeed so badly, and I was so had PTSD from her not knowing the words the first time she got eliminated.
I'm not quite sure. I mean, were we not being fed the idea that she also didn't know the lyrics to the song she was having to do? But then they didn't show that to be the case. But like, we were led on to believe that like, it's make or break on if she knows her lyrics. And I was like, I'm not sold that she did, but I'm also not, there's no proof that she didn't, but like they're telling us that she did know, but like the vibe was that that was what it hinged on.
I saw a tweet before I got to watch the episode because I mistakenly got on Twitter and somebody said, at least Mirage knew 60% of the words this time. So then I was a little panicked. But then I watched both of her performances and I was like, I didn't really see a lip flub anywhere. So what was that tweet about?
Yeah, I don't know. I
haters.
Yeah. I think she did good. I of course wanted her to thrive. I wanted Amanda to thrive. I wanted I wanted all of them to thrive. Like yeah. Certainly
I wasn't actively rooting against anybody.
But like I also was kind of I was feeling the annoyance that we were being fed another it felt like we were being fed the experience of, oh, here comes the ultimate showdown of Maya versus Morphine. Like that they were really pushing that narrative all season of like these two are going to have a showdown and then here comes the showdown.
They did the episode Maya went home.
It just felt a little like I don't know. I've seen it and it's more interesting to see the people that that are really putting in the work, like for me Megami make it all the way to the end of the Lollapalooza and like I'm not sure.
I would honestly rather see them change the structure of the show so that the very first episode of every season is that. And so we get to see everybody lip sync right off the bat. Everybody gets to do a couple. And there's still like a runway, but it's like, it's been interesting to watch how they've moved it around from season to season, but I didn't think it succeeded here because it's like, was I happy Morphine won? Yes. But at that point I had seen her lip sync and do a lot of the same moves 6 or 7 times just because she had lip synced that many times. And so it didn't come as that big of a payoff. And it was almost a little bored by the end of it. Cause I'm like, I've seen her do all of this 8 times now.
Baby, you need to watch Canada 3.
I watched it.
You need to rewatch the lip sync Lollapalooza.
I watched it and I think I might be done with Canada.
No.
Well, we'll see. I'm sure I'll have nothing else to watch when it starts airing in the fall or whenever it is on. But
if you're listening at home and you didn't watch Canada 3, Neera versus Aurora, I think is one of my like.
Was Canada 4, first of all. You're talking about Canada 4.
I'm talking about Canada 4.
You're talking about Canada 4.
You have said Canada 3 at least 5 times now.
You are 1,000% talking about Canada 4.
I'm talking about Canada season 4. Aurora versus Neera. And honestly, that whole episode, I'm not even, like, that might be one of the best episodes of Drag Race, period, for me. And to see that this episode of US 16 Lollapalooza was the top rated Drag Race episode of all time.
I hate when people say that. Like,
okay.
What are people logging on to IMDb?
People are logging on to IMDb, yes.
And this is my favorite episode. It's just like, that's stupid.
Giving it a 10 out of 10. But what is the 10 out of 10 for? Like, you're saying, oh, they made the right decisions on who won each lip sync? Or you think the lip syncs were that high quality? Or, I don't know.
The people filling out those polls are the same people who said Hillary was going to win.
Okay, girl. She said it's a political year. Honey. Okay.
All right. So did you go on Instagram and did you like Team Nymphia, Team Plain Jane, or Team Saphira?
I think I'm going to go on right now and I'm going to give a like to all three.
Okay. Well, I liked 2 and commented on 1.
Okay.
I'll see you over there.
Okay. Corey, where can people find ya?
Find me
liking 2 and commenting
and
on 1.
A comment on 1.
Okay. You can find me at the mall. I am actually, I'm in line right now. I'm in line right now and I'm about to pre-order a cookie cake and, light icing. And, then I'm going to head on over to Baskin Robbins and I'm going to get a small ice cream cake, side ice cream cake.
Oh my God. Did you say side?
For my favorite side.
All right, Toodles. I think you were talking about Canada 4.
Canada 4.
Okay, bye.